Ground cover and anchors. What does the ground look like under all that snow? Is it smooth, shale, grass, boulders? This is something we should consider when we're heading out there, especially when we start to talk about glide cracks, coming up later. Below are some examples of anchors that can either help or hinder our snow stability. Trees. Trees can break up our weak layers and support our snowpack, acting as anchors on the slope. The thicker the trees, the more anchors, and therefore more support for our snowpack. Remember, if we're dealing with a nasty surface ore problem that is well preserved in the trees, they turn into a terrain trap that can quickly injure us even in the smallest avalanche. If we only have one or two trees on the slope, then they are a potential weak point. We can see facets form around them and want to make it a habit to avoid the single tree on the slope. Rocks. Rocks are very similar to trees. If they're large enough to break up a weak layer and isolate it, then they can help us out. But if we only have one rock or they create a shallow rocky spot, then they turn into an easy trigger point.